Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team special group training call. Just a quick reminder, we do this call the very first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you need to mark down next the very first Monday in January for our next call, and you want to get all of your associates on your teams that is interested at all about the group marketing aspect of Prepaid Legal. You surely don't want them to miss these exciting calls. We have the top of the top trainers in all of Prepaid Legal lined up for you guys every month to share their wisdom on how to best go about doing their group marketing businesses. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma. It's a millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, Platinum 2 executive director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on. And we do have one of the best trainers in all of Prepaid as our guest speaker tonight, and I'm very, very excited to listen to this lady. She just has a world of knowledge, and she's just, like I say, one of the best trainers, not just on our team, but within Prepaid Legal. But to begin the call and to introduce this young lady, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, the executive vice president of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, he's the leader of our More Success team, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Oh, Randy, I'm right here primed and ready to go. I tell you, this lady is fantastic. I've known her for, well, she's been on our team. This is her 24th year on the team, Randy. Platinum 3 jacket earner, went up to as high as Platinum 4, original member, millionaire member, club member, been a group trainer since 1983, does fantastic business, has one of the highest persistence of keeping business on the books of anybody in Prepaid's history, and I think that speaks volume for the type of training she does. She's, I'm sure, ready to go tonight, and none other than our personal friend, Miss Linda Bowden.
Wow, Ken, thank you very much, and I'm really excited that all of you joined us this evening. I know how it is. It's tough. We have a lot of things to do. We're very distracted these days, but these calls really, really will help you, and I hope maybe this evening that maybe I'll say something that maybe will change somebody's business. You never know when that pearl's going to come. But I want to clarify a couple things before I got started. I got that email, and I just got to clarify two things. First of all, I'm really not the queen of group. There have been many more successful people than I that have rolled through group, especially in the More Success team like Yvette Mayo and Rona Unsell. It's so fun to have her on the call tonight. Kyle Cambrell, Jimmy Parrish. It's just that I was in very, very, very early, and I stayed. So I guess I didn't go anywhere. So maybe that's what qualifies me for that little crown. I'm expecting it in the mail any day now. And I learned something else today, which I really didn't know. But I didn't know that I was one of the first people that Ken trained to sell group. Poor Ken. I asked more questions than a two-year-old, so I guess I broke him in really good. That's all I can say about that.
Well, I suffered through it, Linda.
I know you did. I know you did. Y'all didn't know me back then, but he really did. So I just want to start out by just going to talk, and some of this is going to be really basic, but you know what? Sometimes, you know, my mentor in sales, Mr. Tom Hopkins, his big thing was is you got to go back to the basics at least once a year. That means going back to the basics, taking a look at what you're doing, and making some adjustments or changes and moving forward. And I really fully well planned to really, really get more into the group business again in 2011. So I'm already doing my planning for 2011, and I'm going to my goal is to really write more group than I've written in a long time. Because I tell you what, that's the essence of your business. That could be the backbone of your business. I mean, like Ken said, to still have members on the books that I wrote in groups that I set up, I barely knew what I was doing, and set up groups in the 80s, so 1988, 89, 90, and still have members on the books from those original groups. That is amazing. If you talk to anybody that's in the insurance business, find other people that still have business on the books 23 years later. That really says a lot for the essence of our business. And what I'm going to talk to just a little bit about tonight is just really secrets of being successful in the Prepaid Legal group business. I'm going to give you 10. There's probably many more secrets. There's people on the line that probably have some tips that we could add to the pile. But, you know, even though I really haven't been full-time group in many years, I still do the group business regularly. I've always looked at my groups as being almost like little families where you become very familiar with the members of the group. They're always glad to see you. And many of my groups, they're glad to see me. You know, they share things with me like births or marriages, promotions. I've seen people retire. That's kind of scary. I've been around for so long. I've watched firemen become chiefs of the fire department. I've seen that twice. So, you know, you get to know these groups. You treat them like your little families. Also, they're like little ATM machines. If you need to make some extra money, you always know which group you can go to. There's always that little go-to group, the ones that will let you in at a moment's notice, and you can make more sales. So that's just a little introduction. Let's just talk about some of the secrets. Maybe secret number one, the first secret being successful in the group business, is really no secret at all, but you must know your products. I mean, I know that I'm stating the obvious here, but you know what? I think there is an epidemic in our company of people not knowing how our products work. I mean, you know, when we got started, we had to learn the contract. And my group school, you know, 12 of us around the nation flew in 1988 to Ada, Oklahoma, and Wilburn Smith read us the contract. We, I think, spent an entire morning on the contract. And when I was a group trainer, I would always start out the first day, the first half of the day, training on the contract. I'd make it fun. I always have little props and examples and things. But if people learn that prepaid legal membership, that identity theft membership, word for word, I guarantee you when they know how it works and they start using it, they're going to keep it for a long time. Little known fact, but my organization is part of the Moore team. We have been number one in retention for 3 out of the last 5 years. We've been in the top 5 the last out of the 5 years. In the last 2 years, we've been number one. So the last 2 years out of 5 since they've been keeping track. It's no accident. I mean, that's a purposeful event. My goal is, and I try to teach the people that are on my team, the new ones coming in especially, your goal is to write business that's going to stay in the books for years. That is the goal. Basically, part of your adventure in learning the product, you also need to have stories that you use over and over again. Sometimes when you're prospecting, you feel like you're repeating yourself all day long. And this is really good because you're getting your presentation stories down. For example, one of my favorite prepaid legal stories has to do with document review. I heard it from a member probably years ago, but I still use it all the time because it's such a great example of document review. And it goes like this. A member of mine in northern Arizona went out and bought a truck. She faxed the contract into the law firm. They reviewed it back-to-back to her with a circle around an $800 cleaning fee that she was going to pay for the next 72 months at 6% interest. What I usually do is I look at the group and say, you know, I'm not really good at math, which is true. I'm not really good at math, but how much money did we save my member by having prepaid legal services? And usually people would be, especially if there was like math teachers or math whizzes in the group, they'll know that 6% interest at, you know, 72 months at times 800 is quite a savings. Secret number two, you must be a dedicated, coachable, and diligent worker. Boy, we could spend all day long in this. There's this kind of a thing going on in our country right now. I don't know what it is. It's like apathy. It's like people just seem to be so apathetic. Now's the time to dig in. I don't care what's going on out there. I don't care what the news says. I don't care what the government says or doesn't say or what WikiLeaks is leaking or whatever. You must be, it starts with you, that person in the mirror, you must be a dedicated, coachable, and diligent worker. I work every single day. I work 5 days a week. Really, I work 6 days a week. My desk, my office is a disaster area. I try to recruit people and write business every single month. That's my goal, as well as lead and train other people. When I was new, I was excited, but I was too scared not to be coachable. And that's a crazy thing to say, but think about that. I was scared to death. I feared failure. You know, and that's not really a good way to be, but it drove me. Failure is a big deal for me. I was not going to fail at this business. I had moved. I put all my worldly possessions in my car. I had moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Oklahoma City, was living in a little junior one-bedroom apartment, looked like a cave, had one window in it. And I was determined that I was going to make this business work. I listened to everything that Ken had to say, because he was the most successful person in my prepaid legal life. His first lesson to me was don't leave the house after 8 a.m. and don't come in before 5 p.m. That was my first lesson. I knew I could do that. And even if it meant me racing in my car at 1 minute to 8 in the morning, and I think I did that one a couple times, I was out of the house. For those of you that are newer, for those of you that have been around for a while, you already do that because, you know, you've got those early meetings now, or you've got a long commute, or you're driving out in the country, to meet with, some of your groups, and you know it's going to take a couple hours or so to get there. But I tell you what, if you're new, the biggest thing is do not get stuck in your house. It's a huge rule, and it's a guideline for new people. Getting stuck in your house can be a really scary thing when you're doing the group business. And also, what about your presentation? Let me throw this in just a little bit. I was just thinking today, and this is how I learned my prepaid legal presentation. We really didn't have sophisticated tools back in 1987. Matter of fact, I don't know if we had any tools in 1987. I remember a brochure. I remember an audio tape going by. But I learned the presentation. Ken must have given this to me, and I wish I still had it because it's a classic. But I had a old homemade black and white video. I mean, this was like, somebody had a camera and they made a video of this. This was probably in the, 86 or something. A homemade black and white video of Wilburn Smith and others doing the prepaid legal group presentation. They literally stood on a masking tape X. It was probably, since it was men, it was probably duct tape X on the floor. They literally stood on that X on the floor and recited the prepaid legal group presentation. I watched all of them, and I think one of them might have been Larry King. I don't remember who they all were, but I kind of like Wilburn Smith's presentation. Ken wasn't on there, but if he'd been on there, I probably would have loved his. But I really love Wilburn Smith's presentation. So being technologically gifted that I am, I held a small tape recorder up to the TV set, and I recorded the presentation from the tape. See how gifted I was? I held a small tape recorder up to the TV set, recorded the presentation. I then, with this little tape recorder, transcribed the entire presentation word for word. That's right. I transcribed the entire presentation word for word, and I memorized it. That is how I learned the prepaid legal presentation. That is a true story for the archives of prepaid legal. All right, secret number three, start small. When I used to teach group schools, I used to have this thing called big-itis. A lot of people have big-itis. And I know that group trainers that are on the call, Jimmy Parrish, I'm sure, can relate to this. Some people have big-itis. That means they get through your training and they want to run out to Walmart. I mean, invariably, it's going to be Walmart. It's going to be the city of Phoenix. It's going to be the state of Oklahoma. I mean, they get so excited that they get big-itis. They think, well, I'm going to go after this big thing. But, the secret that I learned, and I learned this well from Kenneth, start small. Small groups are awesome. When you're new especially, small groups are awesome. And by the way, what Rob Best's average group size is about 27. Rob Best was in my group school. I harped on that. I'd write big-itis on the board, and they'd all laugh because it looked kind of crazy, and I'd explain what that was. It was a disease that we have in prepaid legal. After we go to group school, we want to go after, and we want to go out and elephant hunt. But, you all know the old adage. I think Harley says it all the time. You drive by more business that you every single day than you can ever possibly do in your lifetime. I love small groups. Call me lazy, and I feel like I am sometimes, but here's why I love small groups. They're easy, and they are manageable, and they're always glad to see you. They're like that puppy dog at the door. They're really actually kind of glad to see you. They're not all hung up on all the rules. And some of my groups I've had for so many years that, gosh, they're finally getting HR directors. I work with a lot of groups out in the country. I don't like working with HR directors. It's a real drag because they're not at the door waving their tail like a puppy dog to see me. I'm spoiled. That's why I like those small groups, because they're glad to see you. Secret number four, make sure your members always know how to get a hold of you. I remember a long time ago, somebody was actually teaching never to give out your phone number to your groups. I thought, that is pure insanity. I want my members to know how to get a hold of me. Last thing I say to them is when you go to use the membership and you forget how to use it, hey, call me on the phone. I will walk you through it. When they call me on the phone, I remind them how the service works. I coach them before they call the law firm. I tell them to write their legal topics down on a sheet of paper. If they have more than one, they get out more than one sheet of paper. And under each legal issue that they have, I have them write their questions down. Now, not while I'm on the phone, but I tell them, before you call the law firm, I want you to write your topics down, whatever it might be, whatever your legal issue is. And then underneath that, if you need to keep it folded up in your pocket during work, take it out and write your questions down as you think of them. That way you're going to be prepared. Okay, you're going to be prepared when you call the law firm. You know, the thing that's so great about that is when they have this great experience with the law firm, which they will, I think if you coach them good enough, they'll have a great experience. The thing that's great about that is you will get referrals, and they will stay in the books. I got a referral just this week, a mother that retired from one of my police departments called me on the phone. She's now working for her son. She's starting her own business, and she says, you know, I want my son to have this membership. I've always loved it. She's been a member with me, I think, for about 12 years, and she now wants to take out the business plan. Because I mentioned to her, I said, by the way, we do have business plans. I said, a little bit more, you know, they'll be good for you to ask questions for your business. So she's going to be calling me this week to take out a business plan. Okay, secret number 5, be creative. There's a wealth of groups out there that you can get with one meeting, i.e., like a chief's meeting. I went to belong to the Arizona Fire District Association, and I've worked in Mojave County for many, many years, and I don't know why, for years and years and years, I never realized there was a chief's meeting. You know, I'm kind of slow, but I catch on sooner or later. Yes, I go to the chief's meeting every once in a while. You know, I do presentations. Do they at least know what's going on when I come into to their firehouse, or they'll get so excited that they'll recruit the other chiefs to add prepaid legal to their fire department. You know, you can get associations. Associations, you get a lot more groups in those associations. My superintendent of a county that I've known for years and years and years, I knew when he was a teacher at a small school, and he's now the elected superintendent over a county, so he lets me come in and talk to all his superintendents. Because I've created those relationships over the years, and by going in and showing up and having them see you, it's a good way to open up new groups. Secret number 6, create a way to get more referrals. I mean, referrals are gold. I mean, of course, we all know what the easiest way is to get a referral, don't we? You just ask, A-S-K, ask. But, you know, you might want to create more ways to get referrals. You know, you could create maybe a referral card that you know, or a little note that you could write out to them. I try to... For some of my, you know, I try to send out little cards with, you know, to my new business or to my new employees. I try to send them out, you know, like a little referral card, and I have a referral reward system. If, you know, if they send me a referral, I might send them out a $10 not Walmart gift card, but sometimes, you know, a Starbucks gift card. People get so excited about a little $10 gift card. Is it worth it to trade $10 for whatever you make on an application? Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. Secret number 7, or actually, you know, just to add on, well, anyhow, let's start with secret number 7. Send out thank you notes. Oh, my gosh. Wow. One of the biggest, greatest things that I ever learned from Tom Hopkins, there was probably the first thing that I knew I could do. Most of the stuff that he talked about when I first started listening to him, and by the way, I listened to Tom Hopkins' How to Master the Art of Selling tape series for 3 years straight, every single day, to the point where I absolutely positively could not listen to him any longer. But I listened to him religiously for 3 solid years. I didn't watch TV for about 12 years, and I did a lot of personal development in between, but I listened to him for 3 solid years. And one of his biggest things, and I'm going to tell you guys, this is one of the biggest things that you can do today, because this will set you apart in the age of emails and texting and all this stuff that we're doing. To be so creative, we're all being like little sheeple doing all that. Why not be different? Why not send out a handwritten thank you note? You don't need to send out a novelet. It could be just a little card. You can buy them by the bunches in Walmart or Target, or even Prepaid Legal has some beautiful Prepaid Legal thank you note cards. They're gorgeous. They're embossed. Just send out a thank you note. It was so great meeting with you today. I look forward to doing business with you in the future. Whatever the little message is that you want to put on there, you know, if I get applications in the mail and I've never met one of my new members in person, and isn't that exciting? I know some of you on the phone probably get dozens. You get memberships in the mail. I mean, it's like free money right there. It's just amazing. You know, you should just attach a $100 bill to everything that comes in the mail like that. You know, I usually send them a thank you note because I've never met them in person. And by the way, you know, I've invested in magnets, Prepaid Legal magnets, you know, with my information on them, you know, for the refrigerator. I'm telling you what, when I do a group presentation, I got personalized pens. I spend a little extra money. I get those really fat, chunky pens with, you know, so they know how to get a hold of me. It's got my name. It's got my phone, you know, my name, legal, you know, life events legal plan, and my phone number, probably my 800 number, so because I work really far away from home. I get the big, fat, chunky pens. I spend a little extra money on them. I get those magnets that have the information on it. Tell you what, you guys, people love them. Oh, my goodness. Less than a dollar for the magnet and for the pen. I don't even know how much it costs. People love it. So if I send a thank you note to someone that I've never met before, I usually put my business card and a magnet in there so they have a magnet for their refrigerator or, you know, wherever they decide to put it. Those are just absolutely worth their weight in gold. Secret number 8, do something different. You know, and I know a lot of you are doing this already, but this may be for the new people, you know, when you start getting good. Hey, offer to do an identity theft training or workshop. You know, our identity theft product is the best one that you can possibly buy anywhere in the marketplace. And I'm not just saying this because Prepaid Legal says this. I've checked in all the other services. I live in LifeLock land. I can tell you about them. We've checked with the banks. We've made it our business to read the contracts of the other identity theft products out there. We've got the top identity theft product in the marketplace. You know, you can do a little workshop for a lunch and learn for your group, and you really don't have to do any selling. They'll ask you, you know, but do a lunch and learn, you know, to your current groups. You know, create that goodwill. You know, a lot of them aren't, maybe when you come in for presentations, aren't exactly paying attention to you, especially if you have to go after, you know, the health guy, the life guy, the teeth guy, the glasses guy, and then you go. They may not be paying as much attention to you, but if you go in during lunch, some people, you know, bring pizzas in, bring food in. You know, food always gets people going. You know, donuts in the morning, pizzas for lunch, do a little lunch and learn, do a little identity theft mini workshop, hand them out like a tip sheet, the 10 tips they can use to, you know, to help them prevent identity theft. It really reinforces who you are and what you do. And it sets you apart from all the other salespeople. See, I'm not a salesperson. I'm a professional, but I'm not a salesperson. I'm not here to sell anybody anything. I remember some guy asked me, he goes, what are you here to sell me? And I said, sir, I'm not here to say anything, but I'm sure going to tell you about something. You know, I just won't be put in that box and never will. You know, when you do things like this, it makes you look like the professional that you really are. Okay, secret number 9, study sales. Hey, what about that? You know, find fresh ways to do what you do even better. You know, it's just like I said, my mentor was Tom Hopkins. I learned how, you know, how to master selling for 3 years. You know, I've been to live workshops, oh my goodness, with Tony Robbins. I've been to Zig Ziglar. He's certainly can teach, you know, tell you how to sell. I remember listening to him on, you know, what is it, See at the Top. I've been to see Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. I've studied all his sales material because I don't core the market on selling. I want to know what the pros are doing. And, you know, listening to Tom Hopkins for 3 solid years, what that does when you listen to something enough is you internalize the techniques so they become your own. It almost becomes reflexive. You simply will open up your mouth, and if you listen to something enough, you know, if you get a tape series or, you know, or a CD, you're listening to in your car, especially for those of you that are driving out the country, listen to that sucker 10 times. I mean, you should listen to the thing and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it until you have completely internalized it. It will become part of you, and you'll start speaking what you've been hearing. And then secret number 10, you know, this is like the most obvious thing, but you know what? Sometimes it just escapes most of us, and that's, you know, decide. Decide to be the best that you can be, whatever that is. Decide to be the best prepaid legal associate that you can be. Decide to be the best groupie that you can be. But if you decide, the word decide means to cut off from all other possibilities. That's what that word means, to decide. Decide to be the best you can be and see what happens. And so I don't know where I got this from, but I think this is pretty cool. You know, you pay for discipline now or you regret it later. So you got to get discipline. Pay for discipline now or regret it later. There's a cost if you do and a cost if you don't. You decide. And that's all I've got to say for tonight, Ken.
Ooh, girl, that was a mouthful. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. You did a fabulous, I'm telling you, absolutely fabulous job. But I was just a little bit of disappointed, Linda, so I want to make it public. Okay. You went so far as to say 8 to 5, but you didn't tell the rest of the story.
Oh, would you like for me to tell that story?
I would like for you. You've got about 3 more minutes, so why don't you tell the rest of the story and let the crowd really know the truth.
Okay, well, here's the truth, and this is a true story, and some of you that have been around for a while have heard it, but I was too embarrassed to tell this story for, oh, gosh, at least 15 years. And I don't know, you know how you kind of reflect on things, especially if, you know, you do a lot of traveling in your car. A lot of my groups are hours away from my house, and so I had a lot of windshield time, a lot of time to reflect, a lot of time to think, a lot of time to learn. And I was thinking one day, I thought, you know, I reflected back to a day when I was working in Oklahoma. This is when I moved to Oklahoma, put all my worldly possessions in my car, moved out to Oklahoma. And for those of you that don't know Oklahoma in July, it's miserable. And it was hot, and it was like 100 degrees, and it was like 99% humidity, and it wasn't raining yet, and my clothes were sticking to me, and it was a Friday afternoon. And I was kind of done for the day, and I drove to my little apartment, and I drove into the parking lot. I was listening to some tapes, probably Tom Hopkins, and I got in the parking lot, and it was 4:35, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's 4:35. So I sat in my car, and I sat in my car, and I sat in my car, and I sat in my car until 4:55, and I finally thought to myself, you know what, Linda, this is my business, and I can go in the house if I want to. And I gave myself permission to go in the house before 5.
You That's literally cool. took me at my word when I said 8 to 5, because I told you if you wanted me to work with you, then you had to be out by 8 and not in before 5. If I caught you doing that, we wouldn't do it, right? And yet, you stuck it out. You did a wonderful job, Linda, and I've always liked that story, and I've always appreciated your dedication. You will have to admit one thing, though. When a person is trainable, when they do listen, they can be a success in prepaid legal.
Oh, absolutely, and I think there's probably dozens and dozens of people across the United States that have proved that. I know Jeremy's proved that. I know that other people have proved that. They just stuck with it even when it wasn't something natural to them. I mean, Randy learned that. I remember Randy coming out of law enforcement, running a team and going out and doing group, and that was a little bit of a switch, but
he does a lot of groups today. You know, we have so many. All these people are wonderful tonight, but we have so many people that, like the Bob Pelters and the Rona Unsels and the Jimmy Parrishes and all out there, just absolutely do a magnificent job every single day. I don't think there's a better team for group marketing in prepaid. Harlan and I was talking the other day how fortunate I have been. Have people like you, 23, going on 24 years. Harold Pinson into his 21st year. You know, I forget how many Jimmy's got and Rona's got and all those because I can't remember them all. But I tell you, just over year after year after year, I think it's just absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Linda. I'm sure Randy or Jeremy might want to say a word. But, you know, girl, I always appreciate you, and I thank you because you always do a wonderful, great job. Randy, Jeremy?
Linda, I want to tell you how much we do appreciate you, of course. We tell you that quite often. It's only because you deserve it. But it's great to have you on, and you've always been willing to step up anytime we've asked you. And I know whenever we have you on, when I get many, many calls, you know, make sure it's recorded so we can listen to it over and over. So I want to remind everyone that this will be recorded, or it has been recorded, and will be up on our moresuccessteam.com website. So you just go back in there. Of course, all of our calls are archived, but I encourage you, if you had someone that wasn't on the call tonight that is specializing in group market, to make sure and listen to this because it has some great tips on the call that she's given. I also want to let everyone know on the next call, which will be beginning in about 30 minutes, that we have Mr. Larry King. and he is an exceptional young man. He's been with the company. He's one of the legends with Prepaid Legal. You'll be you just don't want to miss listening to this gentleman. And of course, we have Mr. Jeff Hughes. He's going to be coming on and going over all the new promotions that Prepaid has out for the month of December. If you don't know about those, you need to listen in, because there's some great promotions that we have through this month. Prepaid always does something great for December, and of course they've done it again this year. And if you're not aware of those, you need to listen in, because it's a lot of money on the table that you just don't want to miss out on. And Jeremy, did you have anything before we go ahead and close this call so we get ready for our next call?
No, I think it was an awesome call. And again, if you had anybody that wasn't on this call, make sure you get them to go to the Morrissey 15 website to listen to it, because it was flat out an excellent call tonight.
Well, again, thank you, Jeremy, and thank you, Ms. Bowden, for being our special guest speaker, and we look forward, again, each and every month of the best in prepaid, and, of course, you did an outstanding job tonight. So thank you very much for being on our call, and I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, everybody does know to be on the next call. Of course, I knew Linda did a good job, because I've been hearing it over and over for many years. She always does an outstanding job. But like you say, this next gentleman on the next call, you know, in fact, he's been with Prepaid since 1983, Randy, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Jacket 3 earner, could just go on, but we'll talk more about him when he gets on. But anybody that misses the next call as far as the networking side is going to really, really be sorry they did. But other than that, Randy, let's just keep on putting God first and family second and Prepaid third, and we'll just be very successful with that. We have challenges, but we'll always overcome the challenges. So God bless you. We'll hear you in about 30 minutes.
Good night, everyone.